Welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast, featuring advice and interviews about athlete branding. Learn how marketing, public relations, and broadcasting can grow your brand. We also have special episodes to talk about recent news, events, and anything in the world of sports. The podcast is sponsored by Pliable, a versatile marketing, PR, and broadcasting company that identifies opportunities and creates tailored content for its clients. Now it's time to roll. Here's your host, Greg Glenn.
Thanks and welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. Greg Glenn with you here for episode 2. We're going to take a look at 3 tips for athletes when it comes to media relations. So tip number 1 for athletes is to be approachable. And approachable can mean a lot of different things, but you want to make it as easy as possible for the media to interview you, and here's why. If they interview you, you're going to get more publicity. People are going to see your name more. They're going to hear from you as someone who's a leader on that team. And you're probably going to also maybe have your photo in the paper. And you're going to, again, get more exposure from more media attention. That's simply the way it goes. So if you're a shy person and you don't like being interviewed, it's important to at least embrace it so that then you can get your name out there. Because I can tell you this from a competitive standpoint, having been behind a microphone, having tried to line up interviews, I really enjoy working with athletes that make my job easy. So yes, we all lead busy lives, and athletes certainly are among the busiest people on the planet. But the idea is, if you can accommodate a media interview by, you know, maybe hanging around 15 minutes after practice so that that media person can be there and interview you, or you return phone calls quickly, you return text messages quickly, that makes the media more likely to want to interview you in the future versus maybe one of your competitors, maybe other people on the team. And if you can build this relationship with the media, that's very important. So being approachable is number 1. Number 2, I think it's important to stay in the moment. And when I talk about staying in the moment, it means not getting too high or too low. So similar to when you play the game, you don't want to be buzzing around in the first quarter, use up all your energy, and by the time the fourth quarter comes, you're out of gas. You just don't have any energy left. And the same thing can actually be said with a media interview. So you may be in a situation where you just finished playing the game, you either won or lost, you're in the heat of the moment, and your emotions can be running high. And I've seen this a lot with retirement interviews, where let's say the player just finishes the game, there's been a lot of talk about their retirement, which, by the way, it's more important to control the messaging around your retirement before you get to this point, but you know the question is coming from the reporter, and it could be right after you just lost by 1 point. They're still going to ask you this question because that is the journalist in them. Are you going to retire? They're going to ask you. And you don't want to get too high or too low, and you need to respond, and you shouldn't be making a decision, obviously, at that moment anyway. But the idea is that you want to prepare yourself for that moment. You know that question's coming. So it can be as simple as, you know, that's a great question, I appreciate you asking, but I really need some more time to think about it, and right now I just wanna, and you could either say, celebrate with my teammates, or I need to spend time more with my team and my family to make a decision. And you can kind of pass the question off, delay a little bit, so that you can actually calm down from the moment and then make that decision. And the third tip I wanna give about media relations is making sure that you control the message as much as possible. So similar to what I just talked about with retirement, you should be thinking about questions that you might get asked by the media. And if you can learn to anticipate what they're going to ask you, whether it's based on your personal history, it might be an injury you're recovering from, they're going to ask you, oh, how's your recovery going? Or when do you think you're going to be able to come back? And you don't want to get caught up in some of the questions where you have to give a specific answer, because that can, again, sometimes lead to problems. So if your doctor tells you, oh, you'll be back in 2 weeks, and you say, oh, I'll be back in 2 weeks to the media, all of a sudden, they're going to cling to that, and they're going to say, you know, so-and-so athlete thinks they're going to come back in 2 weeks. And so then when, let's say, you have maybe a little bit of a setback or something doesn't go your way in your recovery, or maybe you get a second opinion and then it turns out to be it's going to be 6 weeks, now you've kind of lost some of that integrity with that reporter because you told them originally 2 weeks. So you always want to try to get the most accurate information, but convey that things can change, you know? And you'll see a lot of athletes, they'll say, the plan is, or I anticipate. That way you're not saying the black and white of I'm going to be back in 2 weeks, because that is, again, going to impact you with the trust factor, not only with the media, but think about the fans, okay, that get excited when you're going to come back in 2 weeks. I actually saw this situation, funny enough, with fantasy football, where, you know, my daughter thought her favorite player was coming back onto the fantasy football team that she has, and she was clinging on to that date because that's what the media had said in the reports. Well, when that time frame changed, she was disappointed because her player wasn't coming back and she's got to adjust her fantasy roster and all those things. So you think about that and making sure that you really anticipate what the media are going to ask you. And that's something we do a lot. As athlete brand advisors, we can help with media relations and help you think about what the media is going to ask before they ask it, so that you can be prepared as possible, just like you do when you play the game. You work out, you do specific drills to improve your skills. The same thing can happen with media relations. So if you're interested in learning more about media relations and how you can have better media interviews, pre, post-game, or during the week, or even during the off-season, please reach out to us at pliablemarketing@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you. This is Greg Glenn. Glad you could tune in. Stay pliable, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes from today's episode and catch up on recent episodes at pliablemarketing.com. We also encourage you to share topics and guest ideas by emailing our production staff at pliablemarketing@gmail.com. We love hearing from our loyal listeners and athletes who want to grow their brand. So jump in and be part of the podcast, because that's how we roll.